Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at collection within the scales of training. So collection is the last of the training scales and is dependent on a fair degree of accomplishment of the earlier scales. So for example, rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion and straightness. Now if there are any missing links in the earlier stages, achieving true collection will not be possible. So what exactly is collection? In a nutshell, collection is the rebalancing of the horse carrying the foreign weight of a rider and teaching him to carry more of the combined weight on his hind legs than on his shoulders. Now this makes him more balanced and able to perform ridden movements with ease and do so in a beautiful and biomechanically functional carriage that gives the appearance of travelling uphill. Now the degree of collection required in tests at each level must be sufficient to enable the horse to perform the required movement with ease and fluency. Insufficient collection results in loss of submission because the horse is not able to perform the movements with ease and fluency. Now the neck frame of a collected horse is dependent on the degree of collection and also partly on his conformation. The neck will be raised without restraint to form a harmonious curve from the withers to the poll, which should be at the highest point, with the nose in front of the vertical. In the moment of a half halt, the nose may come onto the vertical, but should return to its ideal position as soon as the half halt has achieved its purpose and the aids have been discontinued. So what is the purpose of collection? Now, if we quote the FEI and British Dressage, the aim of collection is to further develop and improve the equilibrium of the horse, which has been more or less displaced by the additional weight of the rider. So we want to develop and increase the horse's ability to lower and engage his hindquarters for the benefit of the lightness and mobility of his forehand. This adds to the ease and carriage of the horse, thereby making it more pleasurable to ride. Now, further benefits to collection include enhancing the quality of the horse's natural paces, as well as limiting the wear and tear on your horse's limbs, and therefore improving his soundness and prolonging his working life by transferring more weight onto the stronger hind limbs and reducing the weight carriage on the weaker front limbs. So how do we achieve collection? So it's important to mention that collection comes in degrees and it isn't either there or not. But before you can ask for any degree of collection, you must first have already achieved a fair degree of rhythm, suppleness, both mentally and physically, contact, impulsion and straightness, hence the previous training scales. Your horse must also have relatively well-developed muscular strength, balance, and understanding and acceptance of the aids for positioning, transitions, and half halts. So as in all things training, developing collection is a combination of aids and patterns through the use of half halts, lateral movements such as shoulder in, traverse, renverse, and half pass. The end goal is to have your horse's hind legs working with plenty of activity, with supple bending in all the joints, and for them to be well engaged beneath his body as much as his conformation will allow. Now this produces the image of the horse sitting, and you see this in the ultimate expressions of collection in movements such as piaf and canter pirouettes. So to wrap this episode up, collection is the accumulation and ultimate goal of all of your training. I'm going to finish this episode once again by quoting the FEI. So they say that through systematic development of collection, the horse will show an enhanced quality of the natural paces. Through the increased engagement of the hind legs and lightness of the shoulders, the paces will appear lighter and freer. Through the development of impulsion, they will show more cadence. It is only through true development of collection that breathtaking extensions can be produced correctly. The collected horse gives the impression of moving uphill. The steps become shorter, but the activity and impulsion is sustained, and it makes the horse's movement appear more cadenced. So let us know how you and your horse are getting on with achieving this training scale of collection. Now, depending on how you listen to this podcast, you can either leave us a comment on the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website, you can leave a comment on our YouTube video, or you can hit us up on any one of our other social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.